No OHVs? No problem. Especially with several rental operations throughout Utah. We're checking out the opportunities next on Western Life Radio.
Keep yourself safe this winter season. Wear layers to protect yourself from winter's cold. Also keep a hat, a scarf, and mittens on hand as essential winter gear. Select footwear appropriate for snow and slush, and be sure to keep extra dry clothing in your vehicle in case you get wet. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
Never drink and ride. Alcohol and snowmobiles do not mix. Alcohol slows down your physical and mental reactions, affecting balance, coordination, and most importantly, judgment. It also greatly reduces your risk of hypothermia. Know how prescription drugs affect you before riding. This information is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Resources are abundant if you're interested in amazing OHV riding. Chris Haller with Utah State Parks and Recreation takes us to the trailhead.
Motorized recreation may be the main reason why some people are going for a trip. Camping could be another reason. But we also want to say, hey, you can always go and rent. You and I have had these numerous trailhead discussions about, yeah, you may not own a snowmobile, but that's no reason why not to go out and participate in the activity. A number of rental companies exist around the state, from Thunder Mountain there to Cedar Mountain Complex to Duck Creek Village to Daniel Summit to Beaver Creek Lodge in the north end of the state. And then also, can't forget over at Bear River Service. And so there's a lot of businesses that are small, privately owned, operated businesses that provide a great service for rental opportunities. And obviously Moab, in around the Moab area, from Jeeps to UTVs to ATVs, there's those opportunities that exist there. Opportunities to rent at particular state parks, and then in other diversified areas around the state. So just because one doesn't have a owning machine doesn't mean that they can't rent, or that they may be borrowing from a friend or relative. Well, we'd like for them to visit our website, which is ohv.utah.gov, and then there's several different headers in through there that just goes either registration and permits to education to maps to other additional resources.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.